Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You decide.
2020.
Yeah, you know what? We are just over a week since the last election, and everybody is focused on the next election. I mean, they're not wasting any time. We got an email saying that there is another individual who is going to join the Republican race for the U.S. Senate seat that's currently held by the Democrat, Mark Warner. His name is Daniel Gade, and he joins us now this morning. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Glad to have you here. We want to make sure that everybody who intends to run is heard. So I want to give you the chance, you know, introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
You bet. And people can, if they want to read more, they can go to gadeforvirginia.com. But basically, I've been a servant of the Constitution since I was 17 and enlisted in the United States Army and served in the Army for 25 years, was wounded in combat twice, lost a leg in Iraq. And later went on to get a PhD and a master's degree, taught at West Point, worked at the White House, and then later was a Trump administration official from early 2017 to, you know, sort of late 2018. So, you know, I've served at all levels of government, and I'm excited about serving the people of the Commonwealth with what we call the same oath, but a new mission.
What did you do in the Trump administration?
So I was the president appointed me to something called the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Mm-hmm. And while I was waiting for Senate confirmation for that position, I worked at the Department of Labor in a position helping veterans get jobs.
Very good. You probably know my friend Matt Miller, who used to.
I do. I do know Matt. Okay. Actually, I was talking to him yesterday. We exchanged phone messages. And actually, he's chief of staff for one of our congressional delegations.
You got it.
So that's really great.
Well, tell me how you arrived at the idea that you wanted to enter politics. I mean, that's a pretty big step, especially to jump up to a U.S. Senate seat representing the entire state of Virginia. Do you have a political background that you think prepares you for this?
Actually, no. And the beauty of that is that I think that we've gotten to a place in our country where everybody's sick of politicians, and what they want is servants. And I've been a servant since I was 17. And a servant of the Constitution. You know, in terms of the actual work of a senator, I think that would be trivial compared to a lot of things I've done, including serving in combat, including teaching college, you know, all of those things. But the truth is that if people like what they see in Washington, what they should do is they should vote for a politician. They should send Mark Warner back, or they should send one of my primary opponents, career politicians, back. Mm-hmm. And if they want a servant, they should take a good hard look at me. And they can do that on my website, gadeforvirginia.com.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the other person who's announced is Scott Taylor, who is a former Navy SEAL and who was defeated by Elaine Luria for the seat that he held in the House of Representatives. Do you have feelings about going up against Scott Taylor? I mean, why challenge him and not just help make him better or support him?
Oh, well, I'm thrilled to be in the race against Scott. You know, so I'm proud of his service. He served for 8 years in the Navy, and then for the last 15 years, he's been a career politician. And, you know, the people of the 2nd District are the best ones to judge, and they judged that he was insufficient to continue to hold that seat. So I think the people of Virginia can take a message from that. But look, I'm trying to run a positive campaign here. If people want to find out about Scott Taylor's scandal, they can just Google Scott Taylor scandal, and it'll all pop up. But the truth is that I think the people deserve a fresh start. They deserve a liberty-minded, constitutionally-oriented, fresh face who can do the work and who can be a credible challenger to Mark Warner. And I know I can do that work.
Is there anything specifically that Mark Warner has done or voted on that stands out to you that motivates you to get into this race?
Oh, gosh, great question. Yeah, so, you know, as the Democrats, what we're seeing in Virginia right now, as the Democrats led by Ralph Northam go hard left, that's what we're going to see with the Democrats at the national level over the next year, led by their presidential nominee, whoever that's going to be. And they're going to go with what I call the six horsemen of the apocalypse, which are restriction of religious liberty, late-term abortion, gun confiscation, open borders, Medicare for all, and the Green New Deal. And the thing about Mark Warner is that he's not a moderate. He's told people for years, and I know people sometimes think of him as a moderate. When he was governor, he was. And then he went to Swamp City. He went to Washington, D.C., and he lost his mind, and he became a party-line radical. And even the Washington Post, which is no fan of us as Republicans, said in May of this year that Mark Warner has, quote, I think bumbled, sorry, not a quote, a paraphrase now because I forgot the quote, but has bumbled through his 12 years in the Senate with few signature accomplishments. And so, you know, if you hire somebody to do yard work and they get few signature accomplishments, you fire them and you find a new yard company. And if you, or you do the work yourself, and if you have a senator who's doing nothing, then you fire him and you find a new senator. And that's what I'm asking the people to do, is fire Mark Warner and hire a servant.
The Donald Trump connection probably plays really well with the core constituency of Republicans in Virginia. You think that that cuts both ways, that there are a lot of people who, gosh, maybe they voted for Donald Trump, but they are having second guesses about him? I mean, how about being tied to Donald Trump in the coming year?
Well, sure. You know, I was a Trump appointee, and I'm proud of that. I haven't actually met the president face-to-face ever. But I'll tell you this, that in terms of being a champion of religious liberty, in terms of being a champion of the rights of the unborn, in terms of being a champion of things that we care about, like gun rights, Donald Trump has been great on trade, on deregulation, like I said, religious freedom. So on those things, Donald Trump is great. And then there are some people who say, well, you know, his manners aren't great. Well, look, I'm not asking the people of Virginia to elect me to go and be the manners police or the Twitter police. I'm asking them to elect me to be their servant. And, you know, I'm proud to be on the ticket with a president who's been as successful in the economy and as successful in deregulation and protecting our rights as President Trump has.
Yeah. Well, I hope you will stay in touch with us as you proceed with your campaign. Daniel Gade, one of the new Republican candidates for the U.S. Senate against the Democrat incumbent Mark Warner. Thank you,
Daniel. I'm thrilled to be in. Let me plug my website one more time. It's GadeForVirginia.com, GadeForVirginia.com. Thank you so much. I'll look forward to talking to you very soon, I hope.
Appreciate it. And we'll come back and we'll check on the traffic and the weather in a moment. News Radio WRVA.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.